USMCA review to reshape North American supply chains. The upcoming review of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement is a major decision point that will determine whether the agreement continues and how it evolves. The six-year review built into the USMCA is not a routine check-in but a critical moment for North American trade policy. This review comes at a time of heightened political tension and economic uncertainty across the region, including tariffs and shifting industrial policy priorities. The agreement includes a 16-year sunset clause, with a joint review required at the six-year mark to determine whether it will be extended. This provision highlights the need for flexibility and adaptability in North American trade policy as the regional landscape continues to evolve. The USMCA's design also emphasizes cooperation and coordination among its three member countries. Conference organizers say the review comes amid dramatic shifts in trade policies, including tariffs, supply chain pressures, and competing political priorities, making the future of North American economic integration uncertain. This uncertainty underscores the importance of a comprehensive review process that takes into account the complex interplay between these factors. Supply chain resilience must become a central focus of trade policy, not just tariff reduction, according to former U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai. Neither NAFTA nor USMCA were designed to foster resilience, and it is high time to learn from the painful lessons of recent years. This emphasis on supply chain resilience reflects a growing recognition of the need for more proactive and strategic approaches to trade policy. Tai also emphasized the importance of coordinating foreign investment policies more closely among North American countries, particularly in response to growing competition from China. Not all foreign direct investment is the same, and the U.S., Mexico, and Canada should work together to determine which investments strengthen regional economic security. Rules of origin, particularly in the automotive sector, will be one of the most important issues in the USMCA review. North America must balance regional manufacturing with global competitiveness, and this issue has been a central focus of both NAFTA and USMCA negotiations. The stakes are high, as China and other global producers continue to gain ground in the market. The USMCA's Rapid Response Mechanism, RRM, is one of the most significant innovations in modern trade agreements, allowing labor complaints to be filed against specific facilities in Mexico. This mechanism has been instrumental in addressing worker rights violations and promoting better labor conditions in North America. During her tenure as USTR, Tai initiated more than 30 RRM cases, resulting in back pay, reinstated workers, and improved labor standards at affected facilities. These outcomes demonstrate the potential of the RRM to drive positive change in North American trade policy. The USMCA review represents a critical turning point for North American supply chains, as the region faces rising geopolitical pressure and supply chain disruptions. The outcome of this review will have far-reaching implications for the future of North American economic integration and the competitiveness of its industries.